Shh, quick. I only have a minute. He'll be back soon. Why is it that all I can think about is you? He's starting to catch on, I think. He's asked me multiple times what I'm thinking about and won't accept my answer of nothing. He calls me distant and cold. He just doesn't understand that I'm only cold to him. His disdain for me is directly proportional to how many times I've just disappeared into the night to meet with you. I am careful not to get too close to him. I swear, he would be able to smell the last time we were together and our scents mingled, cloyingly scenting my skin in yours. Is that how it feels for you as well? I got your text message about meeting up later tonight. I can only imagine the things that we could do with each other in a matter of minutes. The feeling of you stripping me down, first with your eyes, and then with those rough hands of yours. Your deft fingers running along my jawline, pausing just long enough on my lips for me to softly moan, knowing what's coming next. Not being able to move as you trace the path from the hollow of my neck down to my breasts with nothing but your tongue. Roughly grabbing my ass as you take my nipple between your teeth and begin to suck so deliciously upon it. So gentle at first, like a man too scared to let himself be reckless, and then suddenly rough and without abandon. I'll gasp at the abruptness of it, but that'll seem to only serve to drive you further toward madness. One of your hands will leave my ass to graze my hip, not lingering as we know our time is short. Your strong hand will teasingly play on my inner thigh while moving upwards toward the heat that is just slightly higher. I know that at that point I'll be crazed, unable to think or speak. The only sounds will be deep moans of anticipation. I'll want something in me, in my mouth, really anywhere. As you let up from the savageness that you've been displaying upon my swollen pink nipples, I will seize my chance to satisfy my need for penetration. I will push you back and drop to my knees in front of you, grabbing your hands and entwining them in my hair. I'll look up at you with a mischievous smile as I first nuzzle the base of your cock. I will take the time to lick ever so firmly up the length of your shaft before swallowing your engorged flesh whole. Slowly, I will cup my hands around your sack and gently massage you with my soft and skillful hands. To heighten your pleasure, I'll hum your favorite song while I focus on sliding my wet lips up and down upon your throbbing, hot organ. I'll feel you're guiding my head with your hands as you push and pull mercilessly, your thighs beginning to tighten and your moans getting deeper and less intelligible. Your moans will trigger a kind of sweet delirium in me as my pussy will throb, waiting again to be touched either by your hand or by the hard cock that is ramming deeper into my throat with each thrust. Damn, I hear him again. He must be back. Tonight, room 143 at our hotel. I'll be waiting.